I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hi, Bryn. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How you doing?
I know you were out on the first break because I threw a bunch of stuff at you about 5 minutes before. Oh, I want this for 6 o'clock. I guess this is for Vinny. I got to get this going.
Oh, for me?
Make this? I
guess
for me. A little present for you. I think you'll really like it too. It's like I'm excited about it.
All right.
Hey, I want to mention the Celebrity Trash is brought to you by The Movies Reviews.
Oh. Yeah.
Don't miss Hooman giving a review of Mulan and Tenet in the 9 o'clock hour. Tenet, it's in theaters. Enjoy. But it is supposed to be an epic movie. Hopefully it doesn't give everything away. We'll remind him of that. But Mulan and Tenet, 9 o'clock hour. He's coming over to my backyard, and we've got him all set up out there. So very exciting. I know I haven't seen him in forever, and God, he hasn't been on the show in forever. So it'll be exciting to have a movie review. I think the last time he was on, he and Marcus did a review. Can't remember what movies, but
been
I'm
a
sure
month
it was,
at least.
Yeah, I'm sure it was amazing.
Slim.
Queen and Slim.
Queen and Slim.
Queen and Slim. A movie that's been out for like a year.
Right.
You know, that's how it is in the pandemic, everybody. So anyway, Hooman is on today. Very exciting. Super happy about that. We're going to start with the Go-Go's and American Girl dolls. Oh. What? So I'm looking at this picture of the Go-Go's, and it's clearly a recent picture. Honestly, it's
Hold
six
on.
Old women. Yes.
Tell me this isn't the story for me.
This is the story for you.
Oh, man.
The Go-Go's and American Girl dolls. All right, so the
what
Go-Go's.
The, hell? Come on.
The Go-Go's are awesome. Like, the Go-Go's are a girl group.
I love the
they
Go-Go's.
They wrote all
I've
their own music,
times.
Played all their own it's... instruments.
Yes. Wrote their own songs. Right. They're awesome, yes.
Yes, that's the, and that's why this is for you, Vinny. So, but it's so funny. I'm looking at this publicity photo that they have, and they're my age and older. It looks like a bunch of my friends, just like old ladies, you know? They,
well,
you know,
sure.
with old lady haircuts. It's it's freaking awesome. And they're all just, you know, glasses and smiling and just, and one of them's grabbing the other one's boobs. I'm like, that is, I could jump right in that picture. And no one would be, everyone would be like, which one isn't the Go-Go? Hold on.
I'm sure they're at that point in their lives now where they wish they hadn't had the troubles they did. Because when you're older and you look back, you go, wow, we really had a great opportunity. We did something huge. That first record was huge.
Yeah.
And they continued, but
sure.
They also had a lot of struggles and broke up for a long time.
Stuff happens, right? I mean, they, you know, bands have a tough time, you know, when you're all in it together and you're struggling to make it work, you know, you're really a band. And then once success steps in, everything can really change. And especially when one person in the band is sort of the face of the band and becomes the one who everyone knows, that can be difficult. It distances them. And then there's infighting and disagreements. You know, six people with six different ideas about how something should happen and what everyone should get paid.
And it definitely makes the examples like the Rolling Stones. They stand almost alone as a band that's somehow ridden every decade without breaking up.
I mean, they're just basically 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 100s, 10s, and 20s. 77 decades.
Right.
I mean, it's incredible.
And they'll go on Incredible. Tour next year if yeah. everyone lets
if
them.
If everyone lets them. If the world lets them. It's incredible. So the Go-Go's have
right,
a new
back
friend.
To them.
They have a brand new little friend. And she is an American Girl doll. It is the first historical American Girl doll in 3 years. Her name is Courtney Moore. She's a... Oh, actually, maybe I should let them introduce her. This is them on the Today Show on Tuesday.
Oh,
we're partnering with American Girl. She's an 80s girl. Her name's Courtney.
Oh, look at Courtney.
Yeah, and look, she actually drums. Her and I, we were playing drums earlier this morning at 5 a.m. We're very happy to be partnering with American Girl about this. She's an interesting girl. She's all about female empowerment and start when you're very young.
Yes.
And we're all for young girls getting out there, doing their thing, and making a difference in this world.
Well, that's what y'all
We love
done.
You guys.
So there you go. And it's basically they're showing flashes of all of the different Go-Go's holding
the doll.
And she's got a microphone when Belinda Carlisle is holding her. And she's got, you know, drums for Gina Shock and guitars for, is it Charlotte Caffey? Let me see if I have their names here somewhere. But it's all the various girls that are in there with the doll. It's so cute. So she's a little 80s girl. Her name's Courtney. She's all about female empowerment. Start when you're young.
American Girl dolls, I wouldn't have known about them except I have two daughters now. And the oldest absolutely, well, they both love dolls. So I'm kind of screwed where that is because I'm not very into it. And I find myself playing dolls almost every day. But this doll in particular, they all of the American Girl dolls come with a story. And they've clearly, in an effort to stay relevant and also inclusive, all these storylines are like in this case, she's about female empowerment. My daughter's current favorite doll, Joss, has a hearing aid. Mm-hmm. Like in these storylines, they give them very real lives.
Challenges.
So that kids coming up can see that not everybody's Barbie.
Right.
So it's pretty cool.
In fact, nobody is Barbie. They say it's physically, anatomically impossible to have the measurements that Barbie would have if you put those on a real lady. Yeah, I like the American Girl doll.
The one
I like that.
Surgery victim became.
Oh,
Barbie
yeah, there is that one girl who's sort of Barbie.
Some ribs.
That's true. Yeah.
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 Well, anyway.
Great. What a great example she's setting.
I'm sure I will end up with Courtney in our house at some point. Right now, you know, we
Christmas
don't...
is coming, right?
I mean,
this is.
It is.
I think it's great. And you tell her it's the Go-Go's doll, and she'll be psyched. You're teaching those kids well. Actually, it's funny. On yesterday's Johnny Mosley podcast, he was talking about he is a teacher at his house because the kids are learning at home, and he has dad class every morning. Right when he gets home, because he gets up an hour before everybody else, goes out, runs, does whatever he's going to do, comes back in and turns on the music and jumps on the beds because he's the other kid that lives at the house. And he wakes up the kids and gets them up. And he's like, and then they go to rock school. And he was running bands. He goes, well, let's see. So far we've done. Who did he say they'd done, Brinny?
Oh,
it was Van Halen.
Oh, okay.
Van Halen was one day. The next day was Queen. And he's like, who else? Was the word, you know, listen up.
Rush.
I'm like, well, you
got to
have a Pink Floyd day, sure, a Rush day. You got to have a Zeppelin day. There's got to be an AC/DC day. You know, he's like, I know, you know, they probably won't wind up listening to these, but, you know, they're just not exposed. They need to be exposed. And I think what you've done with your girls has been very similar. You're exposing them to the things you think are important pieces of music.
I've been very careful in that I haven't tried to expose them to Van Halen when they were three. I started with Bob Marley and the Go-Go's, and we've added little things in. Michael Franti is big at our house. But his kids are older, and they're getting to that age. They do need to hear this stuff, so that's good.
I agree.
Good for him.
I know. It's funny, just like the way he describes it, though, where he's like, of course, he's a ball of energy shot out of a cannon and starts jumping on his kid's bed.
And that is the podcast up today?
Went up yesterday, yeah. New Johnny.
Okay.
New Johnny Pod, everybody. So anyway, the Go-Go's have a doll that they're getting behind, and her name is Courtney. And I guess that the money, let's see, American Girl is going to match customer donations to something called Girls Who Code, a nonprofit organization working to close the gender gap in tech. And that's through December 31st. And it's also going to provide four Girls Who Code members with a $5,000 scholarship. So it's good. 1986 doll, Courtney.
86.
I was on tour the whole year of 86.
That was your year, wasn't it?
That was the big year, 86. Uh-huh. The year I turned 20.
That was my junior year.
Okay, so it had to happen. I have to get to this. Kanye West is just... Did you see any of this?
No. Nope.
He's troubled. Yesterday he was yelling and screaming about... You'll see how swayed. Kanye made yesterday a very interesting day if you follow him on Twitter. For starters, he posted a video of himself peeing on one of his Grammys. He captioned the video, "Trust me, I won't stop." Then he tweeted pictures of his 10 Universal Music contracts and compared them to modern day slavery. He said, "I need every lawyer in the world to look at these." So he posted them. What people say, of course, you know, people aren't going to do what you want on Twitter. What they did was say, "What are you in kindergarten?" Like his, they're making fun of his signature, and I went and looked at it and went, yeah, that does look like something a little kid who doesn't know how to use a pen would write his name. And of course, that's what the internet picked, not on, you know, his modern day slavery, but on his bad handwriting. Kanye wants out of his contracts and he wants to own his masters, he says. And he also may not need all those other lawyers, because then he tweeted that Kim Kardashian is his attorney. As you know, she is studying to be one. So why wouldn't he have, you know, it's cheaper to have your wife be your attorney, I guess.
Sure.
And then his rants included a claim he wants to release all musicians from unfair contracts. But it wouldn't be a huge surprise if he drops that once he gets what he wants, if that happens. And the day ended with Kanye being locked out of Twitter for 12 hours because he posted the personal phone number of Forbes editor Randall Lane and called him a white supremacist. His friend Rick Fox passed along the news that he'd been locked out to mixed reviews. Like, yeah, how about you stay off until November 3rd, say? Or, you know, oh God, we miss you so much. And then on one last unrelated, really, piece of Kanye crazy, he supposedly told staffers on his presidential campaign to stop fornicating outside of marriage. And do you know what his political affiliation is? What party he's in? It's not the Democratic Party. It's not the Republican Party, but he self-named it.
He self-named it.
Yeah. I'm in the birthday party. It's the birthday party.
Is that right?
That's adorable.
Kanye West birthday party. And who doesn't like birthdays, really? So, you know, good job on that. Oh, Kanye.
Okay, so there's nothing his wife can do to get him... the help he needs.
It sounds like they're staying together, though, Ben. I mean, you know, 2 weeks ago we were hearing that he was done with her and they were going to divorce, and you know, then they had.
Well, I don't know what she has said.
Wyoming.
What has she said
Does
about
anyone?
It?
No one. She said, "Hey, let's cancel the show. Well, let's be done with keeping up with the Kardashians. I think people have kept up with us long enough. I think it's time for us to keep to our own things and figure out our problems."
I mean, she's got four kids with him. And
at
she's
least,
watching
right?
him come
Four.
Undone. I mean, money's great, and I want a lot of it, too. And she has that, and I'm happy for her. But she has four kids with a guy who's having a mental breakdown. That
and
sucks.
And seems to be constantly having a mental breakdown. This isn't like an isolated incident. It's
right.
Like some days he's, you know, for a while, it seemed like he was doing all right.
Well, that's how that goes, though. That's unfortunately how that goes. It's super... I mean, I don't know what to say. You can't stop him, though, right? He's got the money to stay out there in front of everybody.
He sure does. Maybe we need to get him like a Britney-style conservatorship. Earlier this week, Sam Jackson... Oh, go ahead.
Go on. No, absolutely.
No,
move
I'm
on.
Just... I'm totally changing subject. Great. We can stay on Kanye if you'd like.
No.
Sam Jackson asked his fans to go online and make sure that they were registered to vote. And he said if 2,500 people did it, that he would swear in 15 different languages. And that was enough motivation for 2,500 plus people to do it. So far, more than 2,500 signed right up, and so he did. He posted a two-minute video, which we cannot play for you. He cussed in languages like Basque, Vietnamese, Ukrainian, Icelandic, Haitian, and even Esperanto. The curses are written on cards, so you can see them. You can Google them if you want to know what they mean, but a lot of them are in languages that don't use our alphabet. I guess they're written out phonetically, so good luck with that. The Basque phrase, Zoaz Papatik Hartzera, Google says it means, go get it from the stern, which I think you can probably figure out if you ponder it for a minute. Stern's the rear end of a boat, you know, to go take it in the... Halloween's coming.
It's missing something. It's missing, and there's no impact with that whole go get it from the stern. You really want it to be right up your, you know what?
Your Yoo-hoo, your Wahoo.
Yeah, right. That's a really...
Yeah, it's just right. I mean, I'm sure that in the language, it's a terrible thing to say to someone, but the direct translation is, you know, it just reminds me of a day out on a boat.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same impact.
Go get it in the stern. That's where the beer cooler is. You know, something like that.
Right.
It just doesn't. It could be actually something pleasant.
Well, Halloween. I think that it is pleasant.
Well, pleasant for you, I'm sure.
Uh-huh. What?
Fabulous. Yeah.
It's pleasant for all parties involved. Come on.
Is it though?
Isn't it?
No. So Halloween's coming. If I could move on once again. I don't have to. I mean,
I can ask you some questions if you don't mind, but I have.
I really feel like Halloween. I feel like people need to know what's going on for Halloween.
Okay.
It's a public service.
I mean, we've heard your that you know
that
it wasn't
has never
all
happened.
Bad.
I agree. We have heard that that's never happened. So Tiger King, surprise, is taking over Halloween. There was any way to take over Halloween this year. Like, Halloween's really not happening. Although, I'm sure there are plenty of people out there who are like, F it, I'm dressing up, I'm going to have a mask on, and I'm going to Halloween parties. So, I will say, these Tiger King Halloween costumes are super weak. It's not like they give you the Joe Exotic wig. It's really just like sexy outfits for chicks that have tiger stripes on them. Which, no. I say no to this. There's an intimate apparel company called Yandy, and they're selling two costumes, Tiger Queen and Coolest Cat. And really, they look like bathing suits that have tiger print and fishnet stockings. I think one of them has jean shorts, because that's a thing on Tiger King. Tiger Queen is basically female Joe Exotic, but no mullet, no bad facial hair. You get a stuffed tiger for your shoulder, though. I guess there's that. And then Coolest Cat is really a generic sexy tiger outfit. So, there they are, Vin.
Okay.
You know.
Oh, did they throw Baskin off the dancing show yet, or is that like an upcoming vote?
I don't know how that show works. I assume she's on for the first week, and then next week they start eliminating people. I don't really.
Yeah, I believe so. I think Monday is the day they allow the people to vote from home.
I see. So they
and she did
again,
get the weakest, the weakest score. So it's possible she's gonna be.
But she's so enthusiastic. And
they
so
do cut to her,
at.
You know, for all the reactions when they're judging somebody else. They always cut to the other contestants, and she's always smiling really big and with this, you know.
Listen,
her.
She's happy to be anywhere besides home with that weird husband of hers. Excuse me. All right, I'm out of time. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Mountain Dew margaritas after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.